Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast press release. The rampage of the Jewish entity and its hostile raids on the land of Asham. Ongoing crimes that only the rule of Islam and its Khilafah state can halt and break their power. Since the fall of the tyrant Assad on the 8th of this month, the herds of the Jewish entity have been rampaging on the land of Asham, and its aircraft have been storming its skies with malicious air raids that targeted several cities, towns, and military sites. These attacks have reached Deir ez-Zor city in eastern Syria. The hateful and criminal assaults have been concentrated on weapons depots, air defense battalions in the central and southern regions, military scientific research centers, and military airports, including the El-Mezzeh military airport in the Damascus countryside. On Tuesday, December 10th, the army of the entity revealed, quote, its execution of airstrikes against nearly 80% of Syrian military capabilities in one of the most violent offensive operations by the quote-unquote Israeli Air Force, end quote. The military incursion of the entity into southern Syria has reached approximately 25 kilometers southwest of the capital, Damascus. Maps have shown the Jewish entity's army taking control of the peak of Mount Hermon, along with several villages and towns within the demilitarized zone, penetrating up to 18 kilometers inside Syrian territory. The entity's radio reported that, quote, 350 fighter jets attacked sites from Damascus to Tartus, destroying dozens of aircraft, military bases, air defense systems, and weapons depots, end quote. Netanyahu warned, saying, quote, if this regime allows Iran to re-establish its presence in Syria, permits the transfer of Iranian weapons or any other arms to Hezbollah, or attacks us, we will respond forcefully and impose a heavy price. What befell the previous regime will also befall this one, end quote. Meanwhile, the occupation's defense minister, Yisrael Katz, stated that, quote, Israeli, unquote, naval missiles destroyed the Syrian naval fleet, adding that, quote-unquote, Israeli forces are stationed in the buffer zone between Syria and the Golan Heights, end quote. He also ordered the establishment of a, quote, sterile defensive zone, end quote, in southern Syria, quote, without a permanent Israeli presence to prevent any terrorist threat to, quote-unquote, Israel, end quote. Netanyahu further confirmed on December 8, 2024, the, quote, collapse of the disengagement agreement, end quote, with Syria, signed in 1974. He declared that the part of the Syrian Golan Heights occupied and annexed by the Jewish entity, quote, will remain, quote-unquote, Israeli forever, end quote. This is the Jewish entity, the one that committed massacre after massacre in Gaza and its sister's territories, showering them with its shells, fire, and missiles from its aircraft under unlimited American support. This is its arrogance in the absence of anyone to deter it and break its power. Malicious crimes are targeting all strategic weapons in Syria, out of fear they might fall into the hands of those who would use them properly and in the correct direction. Their aim is to leave Syria broken and powerless, unable to uproot this entity or even pose a mere threat to it. They want the future Syria to be a weak, submissive, and humiliated state with no weapons or strength to rely on. Yes, this is what America and its protege, the Jewish entity, desire. Hostile aircraft rampage freely without any response, not even a statement of condemnation or protest from those who assumed leadership after the ruins of the tyrant Assad, remaining silent as the grave. Instead, they issue assurances that there is no intention for any external war in the future, after the fleeing tyrant Assad kept the, quote, right to respond, end quote, while enjoying his, quote, strategic patience, end quote, and issuing statements of condemnation and complaints to the international community, the accomplice of the former regime and the Jewish entity in our war. We are certain that the arrogance of the Jews will persist, and it will not be halted except by the men of the State of Islam, the Khilafah State, which is due to be established and is an obligation upon all of us to bring into existence. A state led by righteous, free, and pure believers who fear none but Allah, seeking closeness to Him by fighting the Jewish entity, breaking its power, and turning its arrogance and schemes back against it, making it vanish without a trace soon by Allah's permission. We call upon the free revolutionaries and mujahideen on the land of Asham, who toppled the tyrant of Asham after demonstrating the most magnificent acts of heroism and epic bravery, not to be like the one who undoes her thread after it has been spun strong, but to take a firm stance and move toward establishing the state of Islam. Let us earn Allah's pleasure and companionship, truly showing gratitude for the victory He has blessed us with. Our praise and thanks to Allah should manifest in ruling by His Sharia and establishing His state upon the ruins of the criminal, bygone secular regime. Only then will the Jewish entity and those behind it among the kuffar and criminals of the world know what fighting and resistance truly mean. At that time, we will fulfill the words of Allah Almighty in Surah Tawbah, verse 14. قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the breasts of a believing people. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria.